Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today, the video is highlighting Jack Tatum, NFL legend. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. When you look at the National Football League and you look at the safety position, it's the most physical position out there that brings pain, intimidation. Then you look at all the great players that played safety in the NFL. There was some of the hardest hitters in the game, from Brian Dawkins to Troy Polamalu to Cam Chancellor to Ronnie Lott to the great Sean Taylor out of the University of Miami by way of the Washington Redskins, Rodney Harrison, John Lynch, who just got elected to the Hall of Fame a couple of years ago out of Stanford University, Steve Atwater, Pig Sewell, the University of Arkansas, then Dick Night Train Lane. But when you look at all those great safeties that really brought a sense of intimidation to the game, make no bones, the guy that set the tone and the guy that was the most devastating hitter at the safety position, Jack Tatum, by way of Ohio State University and the silver and black of the Oakland Raiders. When you think about Jack Tatum, he had a nickname, the Assassin. So if you go back and you go to your Webster dictionary and you look up the definition of assassin, it's a person hired to kill. And you know what? In the years Jack Tatum played on the college level at Ohio State, and then he played in the National Football League, he was a guy that was hired to kill wide receivers. Then you think about Jack Tatum's skill set as a safety. Fierce, A+. Competitor, A+. Hardest hitters in the game, A+. Embrace the game at a high level, A+, at the safety position. Hit like no other safety. Hit more like a defensive tackle, A+. Hard nose, A+. Buried wide receivers in his heyday, A+. And no question about this skill set. Listen very closely. Intimidation, A+. And a symbol of the violence in the game, A+. Jack Tatum was this guy that played at a level and he had wide receivers actually running away from him when they ran their patterns. Excellent swan, if you think I'm lying. Then you think about Jack Tatum. And the first time Jack Tatum came across my life, I was 8 years old, October the 12th, 1968. He was part of that Super Sophomores team at Ohio State that won the national championship. Rex Kern, Leon Hayton, John Brockerton, Jim Steelwagon, Mike Sensabaugh, Tim Anderson. But he was the guy that set the tone as a Super Sophomore. And in that game, October the 12th, 1968, number one ranked Purdue came to Columbus. And Jack Tatum started at the safety position. Then they moved the linebacker in that game. Woody Hayes and Lou Holtz had a plan. Lou Holtz, who was the defensive coordinator at the time, said, hey, we need to put our best player on the gentleman who everybody said was going to win the Heisman Trophy that year, Mr. Leroy Keyes. And you know what? Jack Tatum shut him down. And Ohio State won that football game 13-0. And they went on to win the national championship. Then later on that year, in the 1969 Rose Bowl against that mighty team out there, USC, they had that mighty running back from Galileo High School by the name of O.J. Simpson. I remember playing that football game in the second quarter. And it came after a couple of series when O.J. Simpson had took a run 80 yards for a touchdown. SC with their famous sweep to the right, pitched it to O.J. Simpson. And this man right here came in the hole like a torpedo. And boy, he laid a lick on O.J. Simpson. And O.J. Simpson was quiet for the rest of the game. That's when I knew about Jack Tatum. Then, going on to his professional career, if there's one hit that we remember, the assassin, after the 1976 season, when the Oakland Raiders won the Super Bowl in 1977, and I was looking at that play last night, Sammy White, the great wide receiver from Grambling, coming over to Miller, and Jack Tatum hit him so hard, the helmet flew off. Now, you look at today's game, you don't see a lot of players knocking other opposing players' helmets off. Think about that play and go back and watch that play. Then you look at Jack Tatum highlights going to college. He was a two-time national champion. First team All Big Ten, three straight years. Three-time consensus All-American. Then you look at his career stats in the National Football League. 37 interceptions. I didn't know he had that many interceptions. One fumble recovery. But make no bones, this gentleman here was the greatest safety that played in the National Football League. I know a lot of people had a problem with his game. A lot of people consider him a nasty player, but he was old school. He played football at a level that you're supposed to play. You're supposed to be a man out there. You're supposed to be a monster. As we say in 100 Yards Football, Warriors come out to play. Jack Tatum, the assassin. Ohio State's finest. Oakland Raiders, the silver and black. My homage to Jack Tatum. So if you like the video today, please come and share. We surely appreciate it here. 100 Yards Football. My final words today about Jack Tatum. Defensive back at Ohio State University by way of the Oakland Raiders. There was no other player on the face of this earth that intimidated anybody on the offensive side of the ball than this young man right here out of the state of New Jersey, Jack Tatum, the assassin. Special thanks to my producer today, Mr. Jeremiah Daniel Long, for making it happen. Y'all be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football.